So that was the first custom in the scripture. It wasn't even Halloween. That's the first one. She made him one. First man that wore gloves, Jacob. It's amazing what man could go for to gain what he wants. And you know what God is looking for? Mm. And I want you to write that down. God is looking for reality. Mm. Because He sees through that. Sometimes you put that thing on, mask, to try to be somebody else. God is looking for reality.
I wanted to ask...
Go ahead. Okay, I just wanted to ask, I'm sorry for going back a bit, but I wanted to ask, how would you advise us as, you know, young people, as children of our parents to approach situations where, you know, your parents, you're in a position like, you know, for example, Jacob, and your parents, maybe, or your mother, your father might be pressuring you to do something that, you know, is not in alignment with God's will or with Scripture. How would you encourage us to handle such a situation, or to encourage another person in handling such a situation?
I'm convinced the young people know that answer. Let's help out Rajay with that.
You started to say the answer already earlier, and none of them started by praying. So I think that's the place to start. And then God can open up the answer, the next steps. Once you're in alignment with Him through prayer and His Word, He can open up the next steps. But it's in my head, another next step.
And also talk to them, but not only to one side. Talk to them when they are both together. And then if the Lord gives you the brave to talk to them about what is on your heart after you prayed about this, and then talk to them, but not to only one side, to your mother or to father, to both on the same time.
But not as Jacob did.
No.
And you know, there is a communication that can happen, that does happen, when there is a motive that I have in my heart that now I want to speak to my parents about, and that motive is there's some way I'm trying to really achieve an end that I have in mind. Mm. And so my presentation of the facts are like Jacob's presentation of the facts. I mean, okay, verse 19 is an out and out blatant lie. It's nothing else. I am Esau, thy firstborn. 100% dead wrong. But verse 20, look at verse 20. Isaac asks a question because he's looking really, he doesn't believe it. And Isaac said to his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" Hmm. And Jacob replies, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." I want to break down that expression. The Lord thy God brought it to me. Now here is deception and truth, all mixed together in one sentence. And notice what it is. And this is where it gets difficult, young people. When you are communicating with your parents, that there is that which is upfront, honest, and it's an open face. Mm. Not something hidden behind some other agenda. Mm. But it must be open. Mm. Here, The truth in this sentence is that the Lord, Jehovah, is the God of Isaac. That is true. What is also true at this point in Jacob's life is what he says, that God, the Lord Jehovah, is not his God. He's saying, he's your God.
Right.
He's not my God. That's what he says in that sentence. Then he completely lies when he says, it's this one who has brought me this savory meat. That's a complete mistruth.
Mm.
And it's his mother who prepared it. We read it. And now he's bringing it in deception to his father to achieve an end that he was looking to achieve that was completely out of the mind and ways of the Lord. It was the purpose of the Lord that he would receive this blessing, but not in this way. And that's so important that we understand that order. And so we find here, he is acting, the Lord is not his God. Who is my Lord? Who is the Lord of my life? Who has bought me, redeemed me, and purchased me as a possession? Who? Do we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior? And then, it's just like Saul on the road to Damascus. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. Lord, what would you have me to do? And that's the principle that we need to apply then to ourselves as individuals, as those who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. The cost that he paid, that he would have you as a possession for himself, here as his, to live here for his glory, for the testimony of his name. We are not our own. We're bought with a price. And so what Jacob says here, the Lord thy God, is the truth that he is Isaac's God and that he wasn't his. And he was acting, therefore, in accordance with the flesh, which was consistent with who, really, he was responsible to God, but who, the strength and the power in which he was acting was completely outside of the Lord, outside of Jehovah, and acting in the strength of himself.